Hello, and welcome to the Pre-Alpha Podcast. With me this week is John Baldassera.
Hello.
I'm Joe Isles. How's it going, John?
Very well. I've been hungover today because I finally drank for the first time this year. It's only been 3 weeks, so it hasn't really been that long. but I spent the day hungover playing a very difficult game, which I'm sure we'll get to soon.
Yeah.
So, feel pretty good. I've recovered.
Cool.
I ate like a huge pizza and drank like 3 cans of Coke Zero, and now I feel fine.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm still going strong. Still haven't drank anything this year.
Good job.
Hopefully till February.
Well, my personal goal was to cut down, not to stop, and I've succeeded thus far, so...
Yeah.
I still consider myself a success.
Good. Yeah, you just have to set the goals really low.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
You can never fail.
Sure. Like, my goal before I'm 30 is to finish Mario World for the first time, because I've never finished it before. Like, it's not to be like, I want to be on 40k, I want a 3-bet. It's like, no, I want to finish Mario World.
You want to make a Warhammer 40k army? What?
No, I said, like, most people have goals, like, by the time I'm 30, I want to be on 40k, yeah. Well, you know what I mean?
Okay. Like,
that's like a...
40k.
Yeah. But, like, my goal is, like, I want to see the end of Mario World because I've never finished it before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, reasonable goal.
I hear he saves the princess, but don't
I don't know.
On that.
Probably. That's likely.
Hmm. Is the princess even in Super Mario World?
Yeah.
Is she in it at the start?
Maybe.
Like, what is the driving force of Super Mario World? I can't remember. I've skipped past the intro so many times.
Yeah,
this is the first time I saw it. There's Yoshi's in it, but I don't really remember any of it. Are you just, like, invading somewhere?
Dinosaur Island.
Over
Bowser's already occupied it. Bowser's the occupying force, and you're, like, the
Maybe
savior.
That's just where he lives.
He is kind of a dinosaur, right? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We should really know this.
Hmm.
It feels essential.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll figure it out.
You can tell me about that on your 30th birthday.
Yeah, a year and a half to go.
I can do it. Yeah.
All right. How are you?
Cool. I'm all right. Not bad. Drinking some nice chamomile tea.
I don't know.
It's very hot.
Excellent. That's wonderful. That's a good
stuff.
It's
going
good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
What have you been playing this week?
I had a little bit of a break because the onslaught begins next week once again. We had a really packed November and December video games in this household. And a really packed like start of the year, to be honest, catching up on stuff. But I was like, I'll take my time. I'll have a little break because like Resident Evil and Yakuza are out next week. So it's gonna be busy. But I ended up playing like the trial for Watch Dogs 2. There's like a free trial at the minute where you can play like the first 3 hours of it.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't play the full 3 hours, but I basically played up to, like, through the tutorial mission at the start, then ran around the open world for a bit and listened to music, and then did, like, the first mission, which was just find the hideout. So I barely played it, really.
Mm-hmm.
But I must say, I was pleasantly surprised with the way the stealth and the movement felt, at least in that tutorial mission. Like it like felt really good in a way that really positively surprised me from a Ubisoft game. I mean, it's been so long since I played like a Ubisoft game or put like a lot of time into one that it would make sense that that improved. But I was like, oh, actually, this is really good. Like, it feels nice. So that was cool. I also like there was something really nice about like listening to the songs that were selected on your little iPod, iPhone kind of counterpart thing. And, like, for the punk channel, it seemed, like, pretty authentic to, like, the San Francisco Bay Area setting of the game.
Yeah.
So it was, like, really nice, like, listening to Jawbreaker and, like, driving around, like, downtown San Francisco and be like, this is, like, where they lived when they wrote these songs. Like, there's something as, like, a huge nerd of that, like, genre, that subgenre of punk that was, like, this makes me so happy in a way that I was, like, really not expecting. So that was cool. And, yeah, from what I saw of the characters and stuff, nowhere near as bad as I imagined they would be.
Yeah, they're okay.
Yeah.
They're just kind of, I don't know.
They're all right.
2D.
But it could have been so much worse based on the trailers and what I've heard from people. Like, it was just fine. I was like, yeah, I could get into this. I probably won't, but I don't know. If that's free on PlayStation Plus in a year, that might be fun for me. I don't know. It seemed cool.
Good. Yeah. I haven't gone back to it at all.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, there's just no driving force behind it for me.
Yeah.
I was not sucked into the narrative whatsoever. It is kind of one of those, just go do shit games.
Yeah, that style of game's never really been for me. Hence why I'm like, maybe if it's free, I'll give it another chance. Like, at the end of the trial, I was like, oh my god, I can't wait to buy this. I was like, I was just more pleasantly surprised that the actual gameplay part felt really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, way nicer than I was expecting. So, I don't know.
Yeah, seems feels cool. Good.
Yeah, excellent. And then, today, and a little bit yesterday, I've been playing the Neo demo. Mm-hmm. It's like the final demo. It's only available this weekend, so by the time this podcast's out, it'll be gone, unfortunately. But it's really, really cool.
Yeah.
You've been playing that too, haven't you?
I've played a little bit of it, yeah. It's way better than the first one. Like, night and day, really.
Oh, than the alpha they put out last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
It's like, I don't know, like, there's a level of clarity there. That was, like, the game itself just felt really muggy in its visuals before, and, like,
yeah,
quite uncomfortable to play, just on a basic level, but now it's, like, it's way cleaner, it's way easier to see where you're going, you know, there's enemies potted around in order to catch you out if you're not careful, the same way, like, Dark Souls is.
Yeah, definitely.
But, like, you can actually make out what's going on enough to be able to figure that out before you get jumped, you know? Like, it feels like they've taken the problems that the original alpha had and just kind of, like, worked on them completely. It feels great.
Yeah.
It's a great game so far.
What is the frame rate and stuff like, and resolution like, on the regular PS4?
Oh, yeah, because you're playing in the Pro. Did you get the settings option at the start?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got one too.
Oh, really?
It's like, yeah, so there's one where you get, like, it's like an FPS version where you get a fairly stable FPS. It's, like, way above 30 from what I can tell.
Okay.
Feels pretty smooth, so maybe even 60, I'm not sure.
It's definitely 60 on the PS4 Pro. It's called Action Mode. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Action Mode. And then there's, like, the Movie Mode,
yes,
which is, like, varying FPS but fixed resolution, and then there's like a middle ground one as well, where it's like 30, a solid 30, but also varying resolution.
So for Pro, Action Mode is 60 frames, 1080p. Movie Mode is 1080, 30. Oh no, sorry, native 4K, 30. But like native 4K, not upscaled. And then there's like Movie Mode and non-locked or whatever, where the frame rate's all over the place. Like, I tried it just to see what it looked like, and it's also native 4K, and I would imagine there's probably just, like, more particle effects and stuff going on. Like, I couldn't really tell the difference between the locked one and the unlocked one, but obviously, like, the Action Mode for this style of game is 100% the way to go, like, with the 60 frames.
Yeah.
Yeah, it felt so, so good.
Mm-hmm. It's nice and smooth, like, that combat system is like, it's very much like Dark Souls, we should say.
Definitely.
Light heavy attack, lock on with the right analog stick clicked in.
I feel
like it's taken a lot from it, you know?
I mean, like, the general setup of the game is very similar as well. Like, when you die, you lose, like, your currency for leveling up, and you've got to go back to where you died to, like, get your quote unquote souls back. I can't even remember what it's called in this.
They, like, basically are souls. Like, the little symbols, like, it looks like a flame, but it's white, you know?
Like, the whole setup of the game is very similar, but I feel like it takes more from the likes of Team Ninja's or the stuff like Ninja Gaiden in the way the combat feels in general, and the fact that it looks like there's going to be a lot of unlockable, like, combos and things like that. So there's, like, you know, it's more combo-heavy, whereas Dark Souls, you can just kind of, like, get away with just hitting the light attack for the whole game. Whereas this game seems like you're going to benefit a lot more from switching up styles and things like that in the middle of fighting. So
it is
different. Like, the combat's way, way, way deeper than Souls.
But, there's a great deal of complexity from the looks of it by, like, glancing through the menus and seeing all of these, like,
there is
combo unlock options and upgrades for weapons and upgrades for abilities.
It lets you mess with a lot of that stuff in the demo, like, a lot. Like, I've played the demo all day, pretty much, like, for a good, like, 4 or 5 hours. And, there's still stuff that I don't fully grasp. Like, oh, there's so much depth. There's so many, like, I've only really messed on with the, like, default katana. Although, you know, you unlock later katanas as you play through the game. There's, like, a lot of loot in this game. So, you know, I've upgraded it and things like that, but I haven't messed around with any of the other weapon types, really, or anything like that. But I've still been doing a lot of unique things in that game. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, I don't know, like, It seems a little bit overwhelming.
But
they're cramming too much in. I mean, to some degree.
It was like 8 years ago when you first played Demon Souls Now or something, right? 2009. So
yeah.
8 years ago, you probably felt exactly the same with Souls, I think.
To some degree, I think it's just like the button layouts is like it feels crowded. You know, like you have to hold down R1 and then the directions to change weapons.
I think.
And then it's directions left and right for melee and directions up and down for ranged weapons. And it's just, it feels kind of clunky at this point.
At first it does. I feel like switching, because basically your character has like three main stances, which is like low stance, where he holds a sword lower, you do less damage, but you can kind of you can dodge way faster and more efficiently. Then there's like a mid stance, which is like focused on blocking and counter, like parrying and stuff, and then a high stance, which is like really slow, but like it's kind of like two-handed heavy attack Dark Souls, like really like heavy powerful moves. And you can switch between those like in the middle of a fight, like really quickly, and it makes sense that it's that you've got to hold R1 to do it. Like, because eventually you get confident enough. Like, it's kind of, like, not necessary in the boss fight, but, like, it makes the boss fight a lot easier if you kind of, like, dash around with low and then, like, switch to high when you've got an opening. But you can do that, like, in the middle of a combo type thing.
Okay.
I don't think it, like, chains together seamlessly. I mean, I'm sure there'll be a way to do that somewhere, whether it be an upgrade or just a timing thing. I couldn't like quite get it perfect, but I got to the point where it didn't feel clunky like changing in the middle of fights or anything. It just felt natural after a while.
So cool.
I think the way the buttons position does actually make a lot of sense.
Right.
Like there's a whole like stamina recovery mechanic in this game called Key Pulse, which you do by like timed hits of R1 or whatever after you've attacked, and that gives you a little bit of stamina back, which I don't know, like it does make sense that being on that button, to me, at least.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it does start to feel really good. The
stamina
really,
recovery
really good.
Thing is interesting. I like it.
Yeah.
I don't think the... What are the enemies called? The demons?
Which ones?
It's going out of my head. Just Oni? The demons that create the...
Yokai.
Yokai, yeah. That's the one. The demon... They create, like, this area of effect, which is kind of like... What's the word? It's gone out of my head. Anyway,
yeah.
It's like an area of effect that starts
it's
like sapping your stamina.
You. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you have to hit a perfect key blast thing.
Yeah, yeah,
what are they called?
Key pulse.
Key pulse, yeah. So you have to, like, at the end of a combo, the bar kind of, like, starts filling up again.
Yeah.
And then
you gotta,
if
like...
you hit it when it's... completely full, then you get all your stamina back.
Yeah,
kind of.
There's other visual effects on the screen to clue you in, though. Like there's like little blue, like glowy blue particle effect stuff floats around the character, and as soon as it like gets, it almost touches him, you hit it, and then it kind of like goes, and then your key is full again. Like
I was just following the bar because it was easier.
Yeah, sure. Like eventually, like you just get the timing of that, though. I think.
Yeah.
Like you don't look at anything. You could do it with your eyes closed after pressing like. The last square in your combo, you just kind of know the time, and after a while, as you'd expect. Like, I think the biggest compliment I could give the game in general is, like, it does have, like, the challenge and, like really swift combo, deep gameplay of, like, a Ninja Gaiden, but couching it in the Dark Souls kind of style of game, where, like, you expect to die a lot, and you regenerate, and thankfully, the loading time's, like, almost non-existent in this game, at least on the pro. Like especially
yeah, they're not long on this either.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And like as I know, like the repetitive nature of like a Souls like structure, like coupled with like the depth and challenge of like Ninja Gaiden, I think work really, really well together because like it encourages you to just like keep going. and just get better and better and better, much like Souls does, but with a deeper combat system, which is awesome.
Yeah, the combat system feels unique enough in itself.
I think it definitely does.
It does, like, similar to the Souls games, it doesn't throw a lot of enemies at you at once. It's like one or two for the most part.
So far, at least.
Where I played up
there.
And it just makes, and like, obviously, very few hits to die as well.
Yeah.
It makes the combat feel a lot more tense than maybe Ninja Gaiden. Well, Ninja Gaiden feels tense,
like,
but it throws a lot of enemies at you, doesn't it?
It does, and they go down really fast. But like the boss fights in Ninja Gaiden are like fucking really, really intense.
Yeah,
and actually, like after you get through the first few stages, like Ninja Gaiden in general becomes really, really challenging. Like, really.
No, I'm not saying that it doesn't do that. But I mean, like when it's like one versus one or two versus one, it feels a lot more like an actual fight.
Yeah, definitely.
As opposed to a video game, like, where you're playing as a ninja guy who kills a bunch of people because they're just NPCs that run at you when you hit them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it feels a lot more involved.
I mean, like, Ninja Gaiden is, like, cool anime, I'm gonna run alongside this wall and throw shurikens and then, like, fucking jet through the air and decapitate this dude. Whereas this is very much, like, a paced, like, you know the samurai thing in anime where they both jump and then they're both standing up, and then one of them falls to his death. It feels more like that.
Past each
other.
Like, I know what you mean.
Which, yeah. Like, it feels more like that.
Yeah. Especially like really when you do the... When you fight yourself, you know, when you...
Yeah.
...on gravestones to fight other players who have died.
Yeah.
Like, those fights are intense and cool.
Yeah, really hard. Yeah, I haven't done a ton of those. I've done a handful.
I did a couple, too.
But, yeah. The demo is, like, really expansive as well, which doesn't really mean much saying this because it won't be available, but like I finished like the main mission. It took me way longer than it should have. Probably there's like a boss fight at the end. I don't know if you got up to her.
No,
I'm
trying to think where I got up to.
It's pretty tough.
I killed a couple of those demon lads. I don't know how far that is in.
Yeah, it's not very.
I had a bath in the hot spring.
I didn't find that hot spring.
It's like, you know, where there's like a river with those blobs.
Yep.
Like, just before that, there was a hot spring.
All right, cool.
It fills your health up and gives you a buff, which restores health over time.
That's cool. I like that.
For a short amount of time.
Just like Mother 3. Well, Mother 3 doesn't give you a buff. But, yeah, the demo area is, like, quite small, to be honest. But, yeah, there's, like, a boss fight. And even though I was, like, even though we're both, like, it feels very different from Souls, the boss fight was very much, like, it's a giant monster thing. And if you dodge around to the right a lot, you'll probably be okay. it did feel very Dark Souls-y in that sense, which isn't a criticism, but, and you know, there's still all of the combos and stuff and like changing your stances. Like, you know, it's still Neo, but it was the part that reminded me most of Souls, of the whole demo. And then after that, like, you unlock like this optional mission, like what would be a side mission in the game. And it's just a fight with this samurai guy in this like really cool looking environment. That I won't really spoil, because I'm sure it'll be in the full game. And it's fucking brutal. Like, it's impossible. Like, I get maybe 10% of his health off at the most, and he kills me in, like, two hits. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of replay value and challenge in this game, like, for sure.
I think it's important to point out that the armor system in place is not really Souls-like. It's much more Diablo-esque, if you will.
The weapon system as well,
You pick stuff up, and it's an upgrade to what you had before, just by sheer numbers.
You can reinforce weapons and things, though. Well, once you finish the main mission and kill the boss, you go to, like, the world map thing.
Like,
it's also probably worth mentioning, before we get this, like, the overall structure, while it's got, like, the gameplay flow of a Souls game, like, the areas are all, like, completely segmented off.
It's like Demon Souls, like, kind of.
Kinda, but, you know, you're selecting levels from, like, a map.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not, like, wandering around a hub world even or anything like that. You just select levels from a map. Like, and, you know, it's definitely not going to supersede the Souls games in terms of level design. Like, it's a very different thing. And, like,
it's very clearly taken a lot from the Souls games.
Yeah, but it doesn't have that cohesive world, unfortunately. No. But, you know, it's doing other things in other areas. I'm sure they'll I'm sure they'll both coexist peacefully, hopefully. But yeah, so there's like this like character, this girl who's like a blacksmith who you can talk to from the main menu. And, you know, I didn't get deep into the upgrade system there, but there's a lot of options. Like, you can dismantle weapons for parts to upgrade weapons. You can feed weapons to other weapons, you know, all that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You can like
Had a quick glance through all that stuff. I was like, I don't know what's going on. So
you can do the whole thing where, like, if you find like a sword that you really like the look of, you can kind of like change a better weapon to look like that sword, to like take on the appearance of that sword. Like,
transmogrify
it. Yeah, I can't remember what it's called, but yeah, like all sorts of stuff. Like Warcraft. That. Sure, sure.
Transmogrify.
So yeah, like, it seems incredibly deep in some ways. Again, level design. The level design's fine, but the overall structure doesn't seem to be as appealing to me as, like, a Souls game, but the combat is definitely something to get into, I think. So, yeah, it seems really, really cool.
It's got some, like, more classic action game mechanics as well. Like, there's a bar that fills up, and when it's full, you can use the power of the god that is following you.
Yeah, like a Devil Trigger style.
Yeah.
Or, a, yeah, Rage god of the War, Gods. Yeah, yeah, all of that stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
What was the Bayonetta one called? Bayonetta 2? I don't think you played Bayonetta 2, did you? I can't remember what it's called.
I don't own a Wii U.
It's also cool. But, yeah, I'm really excited for that game. It's out in, like, 3 weeks or 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Yeah, that demo definitely sold me on it. Absolutely. I think I'll buy it.
Yeah, definitely. Cool. Pretty solid.
I don't like
exclusive.
The way the main character looks.
Yeah, I think it's...
Japanese Geralt.
He's English. Oh, he's not English. He's European.
Oh, okay.
He's crash landed in Japan. It might be like based on like Shogun, not crash landed, shipwrecked in Japan, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And he's just suddenly really skilled with samurai swords.
I have a feeling when they first announced this game, they said it was like based off like an old Kurosawa script or something like that, as in like the director, Akira Kurosawa.
Yeah.
But I might be making that up because that sounds insane.
You know those little spirits?
Which, the little ones that you find?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The little cute things.
What does finding them do for you?
It boosts the power of the shrines. So, like, the shrines are kind of like the bonfires in Dark Souls.
Yeah.
And you find these little cute green forest spirit things, just, like, kind of, like, hidden in the levels. They're not that hard to find. Like, I think I found most of them, like, without really looking. And I'm pretty sure, like, the boost, the effectiveness of the shrine. So, like, when you die, you get, like, the equivalent of, like, your Estus flask refilled. And you get more of those, like, the more spirits you find in the area.
Okay.
Like,
cool.
And there's other bonuses as well. Like, you can select a blessing from the little spirits. And it can be, like, you'll get 7% more currency in this area. Or 7%, like, more drops of whatever kind of item. And I think they might boost that percentage as well, like, the more you find. So, yeah, it's cool.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Overwhelming, but I think...
But, again, like,
I
think those games...
I hope they introduce these concepts, like, steadily throughout the game, you know?
I have a feeling they won't. But, like, Dark Souls, man. Like, I'd have been totally lost if I hadn't had, like, you and our friend Michael already finished that game. You know? Like, I asked so many questions, and I'm sure when you got Demon's Souls, you were probably spending a lot of time online figuring stuff out as well, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's just one of those things. It's just, it's enough of its own beast that we're probably going to have to do some research while playing it.
I hope it results in cool stuff coming out of it, though, you know?
Well, like insane builds.
Like, crazy
and,
builds where you only focus on magic or something. I don't know what magic does in this game. I don't think there's any... options for that.
There's like footage of like people playing like an older beta and like fighting bosses and being so good at the key pulse that they can just like fucking constantly attack the boss and like constantly be dodging it and not get like a single hit off. So like there is definitely already the opportunity for like crazy shit. I mean like
the crazy builds though that like are really out of the ordinary in the way to play the game.
I think there will be like there's like ninja magic that you get like ninjutsu. There's like all sorts of shit. Like, the possibilities for combat seem not endless, but they seem...
Very deep.
Extremely varied, yeah, at the very least. Yeah, very much looking forward to it. So,
yeah. I mean, we've talked quite a while about a fucking...
Demo.
Beta demo, so...
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll play that game.
Yeah.
Is it PS4 only?
Yeah, unfortunately. It sucks. I mean, it runs at 60. Like, whatever. That's all you really need, right? So it's not like a huge shame.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
But it'd be nice if more people could play it. But
I'd like to play it on PC, but I'll play it on PS4.
I would like it to be on PC so I can, like, tell everyone that I know to play it. Much like same with Persona 5, you know? Like, oh, well.
Yeah. Have you played anything else?
No, that's it. Like, Resident Evil's out on Tuesday, so, like I said.
Tuesday, okay.
Yeah, really soon. And Yakuza, so, taking a bit of a break.
Do I play that game? I think I'm going to play Resident Evil.
Yeah, like, there's two reviews that have leaked out. Very good scores, but, like, who knows?
When's the embargo over?
Tomorrow.
Monday.
Yeah, 4 p.m. tomorrow. Because, okay. Like, there were some impressions on NeoGAF that were, like, quite negative. Not overwhelmingly negative, so I was like, maybe I'll just cancel my pre-order and then reorder it when the review embargo's out, but then it might not come in time the next day. So I just bit the bullet and just took the risk in the end. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah, I need to check. I need to shop around for that.
Have you seen the Yakuza 0 reviews?
Yeah. Positive.
Very, 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 very positive.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's like 87 on Metacritic or something stupid like that. Not that
does
that
the stuff
matters,
that Yakuza but... does well, really well. And cuts out most of the bad stuff.
Excellent.
Is what I got from most of the reviews.
Excellent. Like, I really, really enjoyed the story of 4, but nothing much else about 4. But, I don't know. I think having it set in the 80s is going to do something to me. Like, I think it's going to be the actual Shenmue sequel I wanted in a lot of ways. Because, like, 80s Japan, man, that's where I want to be. I've got a profound nostalgia for... A time in a country where, yeah, exactly. Before I was born in a country like on the other side
that you've
of the world.
Been, that but, you've yeah. spent a month and a half in altogether or something.
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably weird. Longer than that.
Yeah.
But you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, what have I played? Nothing. I've been playing the World of Warcraft private server that came out.
Oh, yeah, cool.
In January. It's fun.
Is it scratching the itch?
Yeah. For sure.
Fantastic.
I've got a friend list full of people that I've been doing dungeons with, and we're like, hey, let's go do a dungeon today, and it's like...
That's lovely.
This is weird, man. This isn't how MMOs exist anymore, but...
It is now. That's fantastic. I'm glad to hear it.
It's cool.
Yeah.
What happened? There was actually some news on that stuff. Like, you remember it was Nostalrius.
Yes, I remember.
Originally. Well, not then, originally, but last year.
Yeah.
They closed down.
Yes. And then they met with Blizzard, right? At some point.
Yes.
Yes.
And then Blizzard were like, we're not going to do anything. Fuck off. So Nostalrius gave their code for the server to another group based in Russia, I want to say, or maybe the Ukraine, like around that region.
Okay.
Called Elysium. And they started the server on the 7th. And then, like, last week, or maybe this week, Nostalrius were like, oh, stop using our stuff. We believe in Blizzard again. So I assume Blizzard issued something to make them... To be like, hey, stop doing this.
Wow.
Yeah, so... I don't know what's going on. I don't even know if the server's going to stay up.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
that'd be a shame to lose it. Now that you're getting
it's a load of shit. Yeah.
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 I mean, like, it can't be cutting into Blizzard's profits that much, can it?
I don't know, man. There's, like, 11,000 people online on the main server with, I think, I want to say, like, 1,500 queue to get on it.
Mm.
And then there's, like, 5,000 to 8,000 on the other server.
Okay.
And then there's, like, a PvE server with, like, 3,000 people on. And then the original Nostalrius server that they brought back up with, like, another 5,000 people on.
All right.
It's quite a lot of people.
That is a... decent chunk, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Blizzard will do something. Maybe that's why Nostalrius were like, hey, take it down. But I don't think so.
Hmm.
I think Blizzard are too stubborn to admit fault.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, totally.
It's a shame. I'm having fun, though.
That's good. Well, hopefully it's not snatched away from you so cruelly, but we'll see.
Be nice.
So is that about
anyway,
it for you?
Yeah, let's go on to the news.
Of which there probably isn't much.
News. There's not that much. It's mostly Switch stuff again.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. You know that women's what's called the march.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's been going on worldwide.
Yeah.
In Korea, they're using D.Va.
Yeah, I saw that. It's so cool.
As a symbol. D.Va from Overwatch, the Korean character.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a lady. So they're using her rabbit symbol.
Yeah.
It's like a symbol of feminism, which is pretty rad.
It's so cool. Like,
it's
the best argument for the diversity in games that I've seen.
Yes.
That's like, yeah.
It's really nice to see feminism in video games.
Yeah.
At the same time, in a positive light.
Well, you know, like...
Because it doesn't happen much.
Overwatch is, like, pretty renowned for, like, having a diverse cast, right?
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I think it's probably an example of it being done really well. And, like, the fact that it can inspire people to get out... obviously, there was a lot more going on to get people out in the streets in recent times. But, you know, the fact that that can go hand in hand. Like, that's so cool, man. It's awesome.
A diverse cast, and also the game's really good.
Yeah.
Which doesn't happen much.
Persona 5, motherfucker.
Unfortunately.
I mean, they're all Japanese kids, but whatever.
Yeah. I mean, one of them's like half American or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or English.
Hafu, to use the parlance of the times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that offensive, Hafu?
Don't know. Like, we have a friend who refers to herself as such.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I think it's probably, like, Gaijin, where it's, like, you know, it's slangy and, like, kind of offensive, but not, like...
It's impolite.
It's not, like, severely... It's not, like, saying the N-word or anything, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's like saying the N-word in the 1950s.
Possibly. I don't know. Oh, dear. Right.
Okay. Anyway, let's move on from that stuff.
Yeah.
The App Store prices are rising 25% in the UK in preparation for Brexit.
Great. I don't even... There's nothing That's positive to say about that. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. At least Apple will make more money.
Hey, 1-2 Switch is only 35 quid on Amazon now.
Great. It's now £20 too expensive instead of £40.
I know. I would totally pay 20 quid for that game. I think it'd be really fun for 20 quid.
Like 15 quid, yeah.
It will be that price one day at least, so let's hold out, I guess. I want to feel the marbles, though. I want to feel HD Rumble. I want to know. Like, I'm not even
lying. Is there no Ice Cube demo built in?
No.
What are they doing?
Apparently...
Surely Zelda will have HD Rumble in some respect.
Yeah,
right?
It's got to.
Does the Rumble work when the controllers are plugged into the screen? Or the Joy-Con? Because I feel like that might be conflicting.
Possibly. I've got no fucking idea, man.
So, like, Rumble against the rail that it's attached to?
Yeah, that might feel strange. I don't know.
Or it might just go, like, make a horrible noise.
I don't know. It depends how, like, snugly it snaps in.
Yeah.
If it's nice and snug, it'll probably be fine. I don't know.
If it's HD Rumble as well.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah. Who knows? Anyway, more Zelda news. Zelda Breath of the Wild will be 13.4 gigabytes in size.
Okay.
Which is just under half of the Nintendo Switch's internal storage.
Okay.
Of 32 gigabytes.
Are you getting that on a cartridge, or are you going to download it?
Undecided if I'm keeping my Switch at the moment.
Well, I decided to cancel my pre-order at one point earlier this week. Yeah, because I was just like, well, we're going to go see Run the Jewels in March.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, I could do with some extra cash. Like, I'll get it when we get back from Japan. It'll be fine. I can wait a month. There's like Nia coming out, and Neo as well, apparently, now, and Horizon. There's plenty. And then I was walking past the game, and they had a deal on where you can trade in your PlayStation 4 and get half price. Yeah. And because... I have a spare PlayStation 4 because I'm an idiot. I was like, oh, cool. So I am getting one again, but yeah, I definitely thought about canceling it. In fact, I did cancel it before that happened. So,
all right, okay.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting one now because I'm getting one for like no money because I'm trading in some games as well. So that's nice.
Yeah.
But like Zelda looks great, but so does Nia, you know? Like, I'm kind of more excited to play Nier at this point because the notion of, like, a giant open-world Zelda isn't necessarily appealing on its face to me, you know?
Yeah. I think everything they've showed in Zelda looks really compelling, though.
I haven't watched much of the gameplay from E3 last year or anything. Mm-hmm. Like, I watched like 10 minutes, and I was like, I just want to save it and see what happens, because I'm playing it either way.
Grass on fire.
Yeah, like it seems...
It like spreads.
Yeah, I know. And like, I've seen...
Disrupt camps with it.
I've seen GIFs of like people setting grass on fire and then jumping and using the rising heat with like a little leaf thing to like float in the air and then arrow mm-hmm. like a boss in the head. And I was like, oh, cool. Yeah. that looks like an open world done right.
But, mental.
Yeah, it seems awesome. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, man. Like I totally understand why you would cancel, is what I'm saying. You can borrow my Wii U if you want, just buy Zelda for that.
I'm holding on to my pre-order.
Yeah.
If it sells out everywhere, I'll keep it so that I can like see what people think about it and then just sell it.
I mean, you could even just play through Zelda and then sell it used for probably the same price.
Yeah.
But by the time that's happened, you'll probably be like, that Mario game looks really good. So you're probably... just hang on to it. You'll want it. I think there's enough...
I mean, like, I can buy one in Japan for less if the currency holds.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. That was partially my plan. And, like, mm-hmm. 300 quid's a lot of money. Or 280 quid's a lot of money. And
it's a lot of fucking money.
And you go to Japan, that could be, like, fucking... How much fun could you have
in... fucking Jack Frost... statue.
Well, or how many like fun nights out could we have?
Or Jack Frost statue.
I did see that Jack Frost statue in a box. I saw the box. I didn't actually see it was behind the counter. So yeah. Like I couldn't open it to see what it looked like, but it was a fucking big box. That's mm-hmm. all I'm saying, man. It looked cool.
I don't need clothes. I don't need to take clothes with me.
I also like
I don't need to take them back.
The same
wear them all and then throw them away.
In the same line there's a like a fat Boo from Dragon Ball figure. That also looks awesome.
It's pretty good.
I kind of want a giant fat Boo. It's so good.
Like 5 minutes ago, you were saying you were trading in your games because you have no space.
Yeah, I know. I know.
But okay.
It's a nightmare. Yeah, I did that as well. This week, it was a very difficult decision, but I just started getting rid of shit. I was like, I'm not going to play Mario Kart 8 again. Like, if I'm going to play it, I'll buy the slightly better version because I'm stupid. Like, I'm not going to play Smash Brothers again. Like, I got rid of a lot of games, and it was very painful.
Oh, well.
I wasn't going to, but then I saw that I had, like, 2 copies of Bayonetta on my shelf, and I was like, this can't go on.
Can't be like Jeff.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, more news. Breath of the Wild will be Nintendo's last game for the Wii U.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Not really surprising.
No?
Kind of surprising. You just expect more, you know? That game, that console's lineup was, like, weak.
I don't think it was weak. It was weak. Like, who am I kidding? But,
Nintendo games came out first?
What Nintendo games came out first?
Zelda, Mario.
I mean, they did, like, fund and publish Wonderful 101 and Bayonetta 2 as well, so I don't know if you want to count those.
Okay. Splatoon.
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 Xenoblade Chronicles X, Mario Kart, Donkey Kong, Pikmin.
This is like Mario Kart.
Hmm?
Mario Kart's just Mario Kart.
It was good, though. Smash Brothers.
It was okay.
What else? Tokyo Mirage Sessions, which was the best Wii U game. Actually, no, second best Wii U game after Bayonetta.
That's not a Nintendo game, though.
Yeah, it... They published
it's an
Atlas
it. Game.
Yeah, Atlas made it, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, you're right. It was rough overall. Super Mario 3D World was pretty good.
It was okay.
Odyssey
it
looks
didn't
way
feel
better.
That... It didn't have, like, the depth of a standard 3D Mario game.
No, not at all. It was, you know? It was fun. Yeah, like, that's kind of, like, my review of the Wii U in general since it's over now. Like, it was alright.
Yeah.
There was some fun stuff, but, like, nothing that took my breath away. Like, I really loved Tokyo Mirage Sessions, but it wasn't exceptional. It was just a good game. Like, a really good JRPG. It wasn't, like, Persona or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Bayonetta 2 was... Like, I would argue Bayonetta 2 is exceptional.
Yeah,
like
sure.
top of its like genre, respective genre. But other than that,
it's just that like we've got to the end of the Wii U's life cycle, and people are still like, why would you own a Wii U?
I don't know.
I mean, obviously, it's because the Switch is coming out.
Sure,
but
like in a vacuum where like the Switch isn't coming out and like Nintendo is just done with games, I think you could justify buying a Wii U for 100 quid and getting all those games.
How much is a Wii U right now?
way too expensive, probably.
It's not 100 quid.
No, I know. Yeah. But you know what I mean. I think there's a world in which you could pay money, less money, for a Wii U and have a very good time. Like, I think
it's £180.
That's fucking ridiculous.
It's the price it should the Wii have, launched
it, at. It should have launched at that price, man. Fuck, what are they doing? Anyway, any more news?
Oh, yeah. Hang on. I've lost it.
There is more Nintendo stuff, which I've just remembered.
The Nintendo Switch won't have any video apps at launch.
Okay.
But it's going to get some later down the line.
All right.
That's, you know, doesn't really matter. If it was coming out around Christmas, I could understand why that would be a problem, but otherwise,
yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And the Nintendo Switch's voice chat and matchmaking will all be done via a mobile app.
Yeah, that's fucking terrible. It's a...
Yeah.
It's indefensible.
It's inelegant.
Incredibly inelegant.
That you need to have your phone with you while you're playing the Nintendo Switch.
The more and more I think about it, like, I might just not get Splatoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, honestly.
They, like, paying a monthly fee
exactly.
As well. Yeah.
That, like, if... There's been conflicting reports about the Virtual Console thing. Like, someone was saying that, nope, you get to keep the game. But that's not true. It is just you get the game for a month and then it goes. Like, everything about the online service seems like a fucking huge mess. I mean, hopefully they'll be able to straighten it out in the next few months and give us some, like, hard facts about it. But I fucking doubt that, to be honest. I don't think we're going to hear about... Because it's going to be a trial version until, like, September, I think they said.
Something like that,
when the paid version's going to launch. But, like, I think we're just going to kind of be in the dark until September rolls around, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fucking mess.
Like, I can kind of understand why you would have a mobile app.
It'd be
like, say it's people that you meet in-game. I don't know if Nintendo is interested in that kind of online community, but say you meet some people playing Splatoon, and you're, like, messaging them on the way home and being like, hey, I'm gonna be online soon, let's play some Splatoon. But
there's also another really good use of the mobile app, which is, like, you know, lots of people have, like, tethering as part of their data plans.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, you could be out on the bus or something. Well, not on the bus because your signal will keep going. You could be out at McDonald's and you could tether your Switch to your phone and then, you know, use the app for all the online stuff when you're away from your home. Like, that makes perfect sense.
But then why wouldn't you just have it all work through the Switch? And then you wouldn't have to go back to your phone.
Yeah, sure.
And then it doesn't really make sense for anything.
Yeah, it doesn't, does it? Yeah, you're right. You're totally right.
Otherwise, it's just like it has a headphone jack, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
The Switch.
Yeah, it does.
I hope so. Fucking
yeah,
hell.
It definitely does.
So I just can't even fathom why you would ever need it.
No. It's a mess. Like, everything about the online service that we've heard so far, there's still time to turn it around. I mean, like, if you remember when the Xbox One was announced, there was a lot of problems with all of their services, too, that disappeared. So things can change, but, like, from what they've shown us now, man, everything about the online stuff's a mess.
The difference between that, though, is, like, when the Xbox One stuff got announced, everyone was really fucking angry, and they were like, this is unacceptable, you can't do this, I want to be able to sell my games.
Yeah.
But in this case, everyone's just like, what?
Yeah.
Why?
Everyone's
what are you doing? I don't
everyone's
understand.
Everyone's rolling their eyes, yeah. Everyone's like, I guess it's still got Zelda, though. Yeah. Like, it is a different reaction, yeah. Like, I think it's because no one really expects anything from Nintendo, which isn't right, you know, I think we should expect better. Like, if you're paying a lot of money and, you know, they're going to have at least two decent games online that you want to play this year, like Mario Kart and Splatoon, like, you should expect more. But at the same time, like, I mean, I feel like they've got goodwill just based on the strength of the games and the IP that they have. So I think they do get more of a pass than others, which isn't really fair, but oh well.
Yeah. We'll see. They should really just throw this out, though. Maybe it's just to save processing power.
Possibly. But, like, if it's docked, just fucking please let us just do it through the system. But, I don't know. There was some positive news about the whole Switch stuff, though, today. Or this week.
Is there a headphone jack on the controllers?
No.
There we go. problem solved.
What?
That's why. So when you've got it docked and it's across the fucking room for you and you're playing on your Joy-Con.
Okay, that makes sense then.
So you only have to use normal headphones, you don't have to like a 20-meter cable.
Auxiliary cable. Okay, yeah, sure. That makes sense then.
I guess.
Kinda.
Still inelegant, but I guess it'll do.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, but there was some positive news around the whole account system of Nintendo. In that, like, you know how it's region-free, the Switch.
Yes.
It's gonna work like PlayStation, where you can make, like, a Japanese account, an American account, an English account, and all have them on the system, and just switch between them.
Okay, cool.
Up to, like, eight accounts or something like that. So, that's awesome. That's, like, really awesome, because...
Yeah.
You know, in the days, especially in the days of the DS, like, there was so many crazy Japanese games. Like, I actually imported some, like, when I was in 6th form. And, like, it's going to be really, really nice to be able to, like, just be able to download Japanese weird Nintendo stuff. Like, really, seemingly really easily. So, that's really, really good, I think.
Just buy credit off Japanese Amazon.
Yeah. Like, that seems like one of the things that would totally fuck up, right?
Yeah,
like, no, sure. You can only have one account in the system. But, like, the fact that, like, I think it was the Zelda producer. He was like, yeah, like, whatever account you signed in as, that's the store you can access. And I think he was saying if you sign in with your Japanese account, if you have, like, the cartridge of Zelda, it'll switch the language settings to, like, be in Japanese with voice and stuff like that, which is cool.
Yeah.
But you can't just do that manually on your English account, so it'll still just be the US voices or English voices, which is weird. But I don't know. At least that's one positive we can take away from the Switch stuff.
So if I bought Zelda in Japan,
I think so, yeah, and played it on your UK account,
yeah,
I think that is what he was implying, but I wouldn't count on that 100%.
Yeah,
it sounded like that's what he was implying.
Okay, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's also interesting because that to me also implies that they're going to try for worldwide launch dates and everything from now on. Like, if the fact that you can just switch your account and just download whatever anyway, and like with Nintendo games not being story focused, I'd be pretty happy playing Mario Odyssey in a language I didn't understand if I got it early.
Yeah,
because like, it doesn't matter really, right? And you can figure out like the gameplay mechanics pretty easily in a Mario game. So yeah, hopefully that means just aiming for worldwide release to avoid that happening. So that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a Fire Emblem Direct.
Yes. Yeah. Lots of stuff announced.
There was Fire Emblem Heroes was revealed for Android and Apple devices.
Yeah.
It's coming to Android first. I didn't see what date it was.
I think it might be April.
Something like that. Sure.
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give it a chance.
It features streamlined turn-based battles with upgradable heroes, weapon types, and special moves.
Okay.
You play as a summoner with the ability to call upon heroes from the Fire Emblem franchise.
Okay, great.
So it sounds like the original concept for SMT Cross Fire Emblem.
Maybe,
I've been, like, calling upon Fire Emblem characters, but...
Yo, Crumb's in fucking Tokyo Mirage Sessions.
Is he?
Yeah.
Good for him.
All,
I don't know,
like,
who that is. Like, Fire Emblem.
Oh, right, never mind.
I played it very briefly and was like, don't really like turn-based games, it turns out. I've tried all of them and always been like...
Fair enough. Warm. Okay. Never mind.
Yeah, leveling up doesn't appeal to me.
There's a DS, a 3DS Fire Emblem coming, a new one this year. But that's also really soon. I think that's April as well.
Shadows of Valentia, is that the one we're talking about?
Yeah, it's like a reimagining of like an older one.
Yes, it draws upon Fire Emblem Gaiden, the second game in the Fire Emblem franchise that was only released in Japan.
That's cool, man.
Mm-hmm.
Should it just upscale it and put it on the Switch as well? That's what they should do with every fucking thing from now on, but I don't know.
Yes, that'd be good. It's weird. It's like a weird Fire Emblem. It has some... more traditional JRPG gameplay things going on. Like, it has a world map
that
you wander around. It has dungeon crawling.
Awesome.
With random battles.
Weird.
I don't know how much it's taken from it. Fire Emblem Gaiden in that respect. Like, that's the stuff in Fire Emblem Gaiden. I don't know if it's going to carry over all of those things.
I'll have to have a look, yeah.
Could be interesting, for sure.
Yeah, that sounds up my street. I like regular Fire Emblem too, so yeah, nice. And then the big one is that next year there's a Fire Emblem mainline game coming to the Switch.
Yes.
Which, yeah, of course there is, but that's nice to hear someone say out loud. So that's good.
Fire Emblem Warriors is releasing on the new 3DS as well as the Switch.
All right.
It's a new 3DS exclusive. Well, not exclusive, but you know, it's not on the original 3DS as well.
Yeah, okay.
That's the Dynasty Warriors style Koei Tecmo game.
Sure.
Expected to release in autumn. Did you see the release date for the mobile game?
No.
No?
No, I think...
Maybe it's up, yeah.
It might be early. It might just be next month, you know. Shall I just Google it? Keep talking. Keep talking in the meantime.
I don't know. That's about it about Fire Emblem. They didn't really show much. Like, considering they teased it at the Switch event and then showed... was it? It was like Heroes. Is it Heroes?
Yeah.
Fire Emblem Warriors.
Yeah, sorry. Heroes is the mobile game.
5 seconds, and it was just like, "Hey, it's Dynasty Warriors, but Fire Emblem."
Sure.
It's kind of like
the Hyrule
those games
Warriors
are popular in Japan.
Yeah, sure. The Dragon Quest Heroes games, which are the same kind of thing, are coming over to the Switch as well. And they were saying that HD rumble is going to make it feel like when you hit through a slime, it's going to like feel goopy and slow. And when you hit a golem, it's going to like feel like really crunchy and hard.
Nice.
That sounds awesome. Oh,
that does sound good.
Reading the previews of HD Rumble, everyone's like really sold on it. Who's actually tried it? So I'm actually really looking forward to seeing what the fuss is about. I mean, it's a gimmick through and through, but it sounds like really really funny. Like, think of like what a WarioWare could do with HD Rumble.
Oh God, yeah.
You know, like there's potential there. There's potential there. Alright, yeah. Cool.
Okay.
Lots of Fire Emblem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can't complain with that.
Fire Emblem Heroes will be released on iOS and Android on February 2nd.
Yeah, I'll try that out. That's really soon.
I think it's free as well.
Yeah, it's free to play. Initially. This is like a gacha thing, I think.
Right.
So, yeah.
Cool. This
could be terrible, but we'll see.
Yooka-Laylee is going to have local multiplayer modes.
Alright.
Yeah.
Is that just in general or just on Switch?
In general.
Alright, nice.
It's got co-op. The second player takes control of the B team, but it's B as in like a bee.
A buzzy bee. Bumblebee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like B movie.
It's Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, it's Jerry Seinfeld, and he collects items and stops traps. It's very vague, it feels like. I don't know what the B team is, didn't really explain anything.
Okay.
But yeah, it seems like maybe you're playing the role of the Wiimote in Super Mario Galaxy.
That's exactly what I was thinking as you were saying stuff. That. Yeah, definitely.
And then it's also got mini games. Head-to-head minigames. So that's happening.
You know how the Switch has motion controls?
Yes.
Do you think we'll get Mario Galaxy Collection?
I hope so.
We should. That's
all. I've played the first one and it was very good. I hear the second one is better, but I never got around to it because I think I was playing Warcraft at the point.
You were probably playing like Dark Souls at that point. It was like 2011.
Yeah, maybe.
Uncharted 3 was the same year. There was a lot of shit out.
Yeah.
Alright.
Good year. And my last story is like, whatever. Resident Evil 7 is cross-buy on Xbox One and Windows 10.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's good.
It's not a bad thing.
But are like, getting... who wants to buy a game in the Windows 10 store?
No one. Are you getting... No. But it's, people it's a want to buy it on Xbox. Yeah, but like, think of it as like, when your Xbox One is obsolete... But you have like a PC in like 5 years down the road. Oh, I've got this version of Resident Evil 7 that I can play. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
The PC
in
is
5 years
eternal
time,
thing.
I'll be like, man, I really want to play Resident Evil 7.
Hey, I played Resident Evil 4 last year. You know what? It's still fucking great. So, it happens. Like, hopefully Resident Evil 7 will be good. the reviews seem good, the ones that have leaked out, but we'll see.
Yeah, I'll have to have a look at these after this.
Yes.
All right, is that it? Anything? You got anything? Any news?
No.
No? NeoGAF coming up short?
Yeah, no leaks. Nothing going on.
Come on, Shinobi. Get together.
There's a Final Fantasy event on... Oh, it's not... No, we'll have another podcast before it. It's on the 31st, so a week on Tuesday. Final Fantasy 30th anniversary event in Japan. So I think that's our next big date for expected news. So.
Final Fantasy 7, you think? Gotta be. It's gotta be.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's gonna be awesome.
Final Fantasy 1 event in Final Fantasy 14 and 15. I can see happening.
Yeah, sure.
Final Fantasy 15 has events now.
Yeah.
What's the one that's happening, like, this week or something?
Like the Moogle Chocobo Festival or something like that?
Yeah.
It looks cool. I'll never play that.
Nah.
But it looks nice. I'm glad they're doing things that game. That also, that's a minor bit of news, but in America, in December, it had the best first month for the franchise ever.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Not bad.
It's doing really well. It's past 6 million worldwide. So it's on track to be one of the better selling ones. So that's excellent.
And it's been generally received well.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think a timely PC version or a relatively timely PC version, like, say, by the end of this year, could probably do another million, no problem, right?
I think you see it mid next year at the earliest. But
yeah. Yeah.
Because they're talking about, like, dulling it up a lot, weren't they? Making it all pretty.
Well, they said they were going to do that with the Pro as well, like, even more so. I mean, it already looks really nice, but they were going to go a bit further, I think. So it'd be nice to see that. Maybe this stuff gets outlined at that event in 2 weeks as well. But anyway, that's enough speculation. I've got to go and finish that Neo fucking side mission.
All right. Thank you very much for listening to the Pre-Alpha Podcast. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.